I said that I'm gonna record two audios, but at the same time, I always say to myself, when you have an idea in your head, do it in the moment. Like, if you're gonna say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, you're not. Or maybe you might. But in my case, when I say I'm gonna do something tomorrow, I forget what I wanted to do. Like, I forget. People write their stuff down, put it in their phones. And sometimes I even forget to do that. So I don't do it. What I really regret, what I'm really regretting actually right now, is that when I was coming home, there was a red mango. And like, red mango for me is nothing special. If you guys don't know what red mango is, it's a mango that's red. Duh. Just kidding. It's actually a frozen yogurt place. I entered the store and I was like, if they have coconut, I'm gonna get. They didn't have coconut. But I'm really regretting not getting a frozen yogurt. And again, it's not really amazing. It's filled with sugar, whatever. The whole frozen yogurt idea came to be to like pretend it's a healthy dessert, but we know it's not true. I hope we know it's not true. But now I'm sitting here recording with no frozen yogurt and I want a froyo. I feel like I'm getting old when I can't pronounce these things. Froyo. It sounds so stupid. Frozen yogurt. Oh my God. I'll tell you something. So I grew up with bubble tea. Like when I was young, bubble tea was really popular. And yeah, like we would say, oh, we're going here to get bubble tea. And I think one of the flavors that was really unique for me was taro. Because taro has a very, Fruit Loops taste to it. And it's a purple color. It's very unique. If you ever had Fruit Loops with cereal, oh my God, if you ever had Fruit Loops with milk, that's probably how exactly it tastes like. So if you don't like that flavor profile, it might not be for you. But taro is a starchy vegetable, I think. So it's definitely very yummy taste. And I remember it's a flavor that really sticks with me throughout my whole life. But that's not the point. The point is people call bubble tea boba. And they're like, oh, you want to get boba? And I'm like, I don't want to hear boba. I'm so old school. I just call it bubble tea. That's just me. For me, like, boba is the bubbles. Oh my God. Like they say, you want bubbles? And I'm like, huh? You mean tapioca? Yeah, like abbreviations and like saying things differently is not for me. I don't use slang at all. Oh my goodness, I really do not use slang. Which is weird, because I'm not old at all. I can't imagine when I'm like 30 or 40. Well, actually, no, I'm prepared for being 30 or 40 because I don't use slang at my age right now, so it'll be good. But yeah, I don't like it when people, you know, try to be cool because they want to fit in. I don't even know what I like anymore. But yes, I would like a frozen yogurt right now with some toppings. I might get it after this. It's super late. I don't even know if it's open anymore. Okay, but yes, let's go to the real point of the audio. Oh my goodness, Serena, you were talking for like 4 minutes and you haven't made it to the point of the audio. Sorry, sweetheart. So the point of this audio is I just thought of, you know, being a sad girl kind of thing. Oh, one of them closes at 10:30. Oh, I don't want to go so far. Whatever. Anyway, so I'm not really a sad person, but I'm a very, like, like, if you see me, you're like, okay, she looks fine. But internally, I'm screaming. So people tell me, for example, like, oh, how are you? How are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm good. How are you? And that's it. Right? That's all I say. But when I say I'm good, inside, I'm like, I don't want to be here. I want to be home. I want to wake up in my bed. I want to take a shower. I'm hungry. I want everyone to leave me alone. Like, I'm just having a meltdown inside. And I wonder how many people are like that, where they pretend everything is good. Because trust me, I'm 100% sure if you ever see me in person and you ask me, you'd be like, oh, nothing's wrong with her. Oh, she never complains. Like, I'm a little bit too calm. And I remember someone told me that, like, one of my bosses told me, you're very calm. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. I know how to control my emotions. But sometimes it makes me wonder, those people who are like me, where everything is bottled up, how do you reach the point where the bottle shatters or it explodes or it overflows, right? Like, yes, sometimes I'm like, oh, internally, I don't want to be here. Internally, I'm dying inside. But I never reach the point where I feel like, oh, I'm going to burst. You know, as I'm trying to say, like, I'm really good at controlling my emotions. So when some people, they, boom, explode out of nowhere. Like, what made you get to that point? Just curious, right? I guess if it ever happens to me, I'll definitely make an audio about that. But so far, it never has. And I think I'm going to keep it that way. Because if I can't control myself now, then how am I going to control myself when I get older? Besides, I'm not those people who can make a scam. Oh my goodness, let me talk to you about more stuff. I've been watching shows where, you know, people die and their loved ones are hysterical. Like, hysterical. And I'm like, I just don't think I have that in me. I feel like if someone important died, I would be sad, but I don't think I can ever go to the point of hysteria. I don't know. I think I'm broken. I think that's the only explanation. I think my emotions are so broken that it's hard for me to feel sometimes. I'm emotionless. Emotionless. I'm an emotionless person who wants a frozen yogurt. That's me. Oh well. Anyways, I can still give love though. Kisses to you all. Mm-hmm.